Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We continue to follow a developing story out of Southern California. Several students wounded in a high school shooting today. Get the latest developments on this incident at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California, on News Radio 1080 at KRLD.com or on the radio.com app. The man who kidnapped an 8-year-old girl from a Fort Worth neighborhood and sexually assaulted her will be behind bars for the rest of his life. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein was in the courtroom during the sentencing.
Calling it the only appropriate sentence, Judge Reed O'Connor sentenced 51-year-old Michael Webb to life in federal prison. Judge O'Connor noted that Webb had been committing crimes since he was 19 years old, and a life sentence would be the only way to protect society from him. Webb's attorney asked for a 20-year sentence, to which Judge O'Connor said no. Now, Webb did not make a statement in court, but the girl's father did. He said Webb should be swept off the earth for what he did. Outside the federal courthouse in Fort Worth, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Police install new lock, take, and hide signs today in Richardson and Mesquite in an effort to combat holiday crime. Sergeant Kevin Perlick says burglary rates skyrocket during the holidays and no one is immune. The good news, there are steps you can take to protect yourself.
Always be aware of your surroundings. Try to look around, see if anybody is, you know, paying attention to you or seems to be following you.
Aside from being aware, Perlick says you should try not to leave any packages in your car. If you have to, make sure you hide them from sight and lock your vehicle. He also advises wearing less jewelry, carrying less cash, and always keeping an eye on your wallet or purse. Boeing will welcome unions from American Airlines and other carriers to its headquarters next month to see the progress on the Boeing 737 MAX software. KRLD's Alan Skaya is at the Association of Professional Flight Attendants headquarters in Euless.
The flight attendants say they spend the most time with passengers, and they say they've been hearing questions about the safety from a lot of those passengers.
Safety's in our DNA, so this is something that is so important to us.
Association of Professional Flight Attendants President Lori Bassani says unions will make a trip to Boeing headquarters the first week of December to meet with the CEO and regulators and to tour the factory.
We want the facts to share with our flight attendants so that they can in turn share that with our passengers that might have issues with the aircraft.
Bassani says she's had a chance to use a simulator with both old and new software, and the difference is noticeable even if you're not a pilot. Both American and Southwest have pulled the jet from their schedules into March. In Euless, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The union president for Southwest Airlines pilots is worried Boeing may be rushing the 737 MAX back into service after two deadly crashes. John Weeks says the carrier should consider buying planes from another company. Weeks says Boeing has been greedy and arrogant. A new report checks the affordability of U.S. airports. Dallas Love Field was ranked number 6 on the least expensive list, while DFW Airport was 14th most expensive. The numbers are from the Points Guy, which checked the 50 busiest airports on average round-trip fares, baggage cart fees, parking rates, even the average cost of a cup of coffee. Newark's Liberty International was most expensive, while McCarran in Las Vegas was the most affordable. A new film opens this weekend on the deadly Texas A&M bonfire collapse from 20 years ago.
The film, The 13th Man, is not just for Aggies. It's a story of survival. On November 18, 1999, a 90-year Aggie tradition came crashing down. The 6-story stack of logs under construction for the bonfire collapsed, killing a dozen students and trapping more than 2 dozen others for hours. John Comstock was a freshman at the time. He was the last survivor pulled from that wreckage, rescued after being trapped for more than 7 hours. Comstock lost his leg and is partially paralyzed the result of that accident. The documentary focuses on his story of survival, and he says he hopes that his story will inspire others who also face struggles in life. The 13th Man opens tomorrow. Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Garland tonight hosting Turkey Palooza to help North Texans get ready for Thanksgiving. The fire and water departments are holding a seminar on how to stay safe. Garland Water Utilities' Lori Reeves says Turkey Palooza will also focus on the importance of recycling grease, fat, and oil instead of just pouring them all down the drain.
What we find is we get a lot of grease clogs during that time. It's a huge system. It's a huge job. We're really just trying to keep the fats, oils, and grease out of the pipes and out of the wastewater stream.
The Garland Fire Department will demonstrate safe ways to deep fry a turkey. The fire and water departments will also talk about how to prevent food poisoning from cross-contamination. Turkey Palooza is free tonight in Garland, but you have to register ahead of time. We have all the details at KRLD.com.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.